Hello world, it's Paul Howe again, and usually I do the Paul Howe Mindset Podcast every Thursday, but today I just had to speak on something that I've seen in sports the past week. I'm going to let you know what's on my mind today. Russell Westbrook, or as I would call him, Big Baby Westbrook, have been recently eliminated by the Utah Jazz in the first round of NBA playoffs. In that game six that they lost, he took 43 shots. 43 shots. That's not going to get it done. Especially when you have somebody like Paul George, who was 2 for 16 on the night. That didn't bode so well for the team either. And Carmelo Anthony, he's just a bum now. He's just, I call it like I see it. That guy's a bum. But I know the winning formula against Russell Westbrook and the OKC Thunder. Get him mad. Get on his nerves. File him. Hold your hand on his arm or whatever. You know, he may tell you get off of him or something. But you can get him out of his game easily. Now, I don't condone fans saying racist things or whatever. But he's saying they say things about your families as far as the Utah fans go. But didn't Kevin Garnett used to say things like that about people's families, NBA, you know, NBA trash talk? No? He's swinging at people's hands. If he would have hit my hand while I was on the phone, my hand's broke. Tell the fans to back the fuck up, crying and whining. That's all you got to do. Get in his head. And it's easy to get in his head. Big Baby Westbrook is a big crybaby. And he's so headstrong. Forget all that energy stuff. It's just not working. He's a big baby. Say something, get in his head, and you will beat the OKC Thunder in any playoff series. I guarantee it. And that's what's on my mind. Hello world. It's Paul Howe again. And I'm back with another segment of What's On My Mind. In this topic, I will be talking about Issa Rae and a comment she made in a book that she wrote a few years ago that has some black people in an uproar for the most part. I'm going to read from one page from what she said. Educated black women are too high maintenance, high strung, and independent. They don't need men. There is a widening gap between the education of black women and men, which doesn't leave very many suitable suitors. Unfortunately, the higher one's degree as a black woman, the lower your chances of getting married. Add to the compound the stereotypes of being loud, complicated, and difficult. Black women, your reputation sucks. Asian men are also overburdened with racial stereotypes that don't really work in their favor. Why wouldn't women want to marry and reproduce with men who are classified as intelligent hard workers? Maybe because Asian men are frequently emasculated in the media or presented as sexless props for comedic relief. And then it goes on to say, I'm just paraphrasing here, this is why I propose that black women and Asian men join forces in love, marriage, and procreation. Educated black women, what better intellectual match for you than an Asian man? And I'm not talking about Filipinos. They're like the blacks of Asians. I'm talking Chinese, Vietnamese, Japanese, etc. According to, In 2010 consensus, Koreans are more inclined to marry black than any other Asian group. Okay. First off, I'm going to talk about a double standard. If a black man wrote this, it would be hell to pay for that black man. Let's say Michael B. Jordan wrote this, or any other successful black actor, artist, etc., etc. So let's get that out of the way. But listen, black women, whatever, whoever the black guy is who don't appreciate you for getting your education, trust me, it's many more black men that will love you for who you are and what you accomplish. So that's my take on that. And to continue on the subject of Issa Rae and the comments she wrote and about the double standard, black men, we get this side eye if we're dating outside of our race, especially a white woman. I'm gonna just put it out there. I'm gonna say what a lot of people probably won't say. I say it. If we dating a white woman, we get the side eye like, oh, you weak because you had to get you a white girl or some other woman of a different race. I've experienced it myself. But then again, I was in the hood when I heard these things. You know? Mature women won't stoop that low to say, oh, you weak for dating outside your race or anything like that. They're working on themselves. You know they will find somebody to love them no matter what race it is. And black women don't give up on black men because the way a black man that's in college would treat a black woman. I don't know that feeling because I'm a black man. I'm not a black woman. But those black men who put you down while you're in college, they're missing out. I'm just trying to see it from both sides. You know? But all I'm saying is, if a black man have made these same statements, they're done. In the court of public opinion, they're guilty. And that's unfair. That's unfair to me. That's bullcrap. So let's not sit here at like, it's all good, because I've listened to different radio stations talk about the issue, and it was giving her a pass. Give her every excuse of why she wrote it. And people have a right to their own opinion of how they feel, especially with experiences they've gone through. So if that's her preference, that's her preference. If you like it, I love it. And that's what's on my mind.